right, we'll be back with more stupidity, but let's check in with Bobby Gales along with his special guest today. Bobby, what's going on?
Well, Tommy, this morning is all about the East Coast chapter of Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated. They are gearing up for their annual event to honor more than 16,000 men and women involved in the Tuskegee experience. So my guest this morning is Mr. Edward Harbison. Mr. Harbison, good morning and welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Gale. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here talking about celebrating and commemorating an important part of our history. So for those who might not be familiar, why don't you tell us about your organization, the East Coast Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen?
Yes, sir. The East Coast Chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated is an organization built around the supporting and keeping alive the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen. We have two different folds, one the legacy and the other one supporting our youth in our STEM program, which is our youth in aviation program.
Okay, sounds good. So, the event you're hosting on the 26th, why don't you give us some details about that?
Yes, sir. That is going to be a wreath-laying ceremony at the Air Force Memorial. The event will be Thursday, March the 26th, which is the fourth Thursday of this month, at the Air Force Memorial. It starts at 1 p.m. You can get more information at our website, which is www.ecctai.org.
Well, Mr. Harbison, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners and all the great work you're doing as you honor the more than 16,000 men and women involved in the Tuskegee experience. Great job.
Thank you, Mr. Gale. It's been a pleasure being here. Appreciate you having us.
It's not a problem at all. My pleasure. My special guest this morning, Mr. Edward Harbison with the East Coast Chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated. Okay, time for a look at traffic now. Tony, you got it.